So in relation to this conversation about the shifting in the body, what is the relationship with the cloud to the shifts in the body?
We're not going to tell you Leviticus 14. We're not going to tell you Leviticus 14, 6. We're not going to tell you that that's how you stop blood. We're not going to do that. Hey, what do you think we are? We don't just go ahead and just telling everything. Hey, what's wrong with you? We don't do that.
So this is Leviticus 14:6. As for the living bird, he shall take it, and the cedar wood, and the scarlet, and the hyssop, and shall dip them, and the living bird, in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle upon him that it is to be cleansed from the leprosy 7 times, and shall pronounce him clean, and shall let the living bird loose into the open field. I'm going to say that the cloud is not definable, and it's too...
Boy, there it is, Bob. You didn't hear us say that. We're glad about that. That would have been ugly.
I appreciate...
Tell you what.
But I appreciate your guidance here.
That's all right. We tried to do the same thing with Kellogg's, but they're gone now. Poor Kellogg's. We missed him. Better sell that stock. You better short that bitch.
Is there a point that love as a force field becomes completed? Do it again. Is there a point where love as a force field becomes completed or is complete?
It's complete right now. It's always complete. It's always a complete force field. It's not a becoming love. It is. It's a best force field. It's on or it's off. It's up or down. It's in or out. Love.
So it's not
force field.
Okay.
It's included or not. You're inside it or you're not.
Okay.
You're included or not. It's like the standard club.
Okay, Bert. That's it.
Yes. Okay.
Well, you started way back there. Was Bert on for an hour, Carolyn? Could have been. And I don't know. Did we get anything? Maybe, yeah.
We did. We did. Don't cling too tightly to the memes or the...
You can't even explain it.
Don't cling too tightly to the memes. Let's leave it at that. That's the message you got? Yeah, basically don't become distracted by any Book of Revelations or any sort of the Book of Revelation or the Emerald
Tablets.
Why not? The idea is not to become attached to those things as if they're something you can't get past, something that you limit yourself by.
Jesus. I don't know what Bart's talking about now. Is that what you covered in the last 45 minutes? I got her earthquake on the West Coast, more on Atlantis.
We noticed
Don
we
Trump,
got the
Barbara Boxer.
We got the coordinates for Atlantis.
Okay, forget it, Bart. Jesus, you got to start over.
And we also determined that the cloud is ineffable.
What's that mean?
It means that you can't. The cloud probably has so many different definitions that you aren't going to come to anything meaningful about it.
Really? That's what you got to? Jeez. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bart.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you too, Ion.
Did you drive Ion away?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Now, I see we have down here. Looks like Mark from San Diego. Is this Mark from San Diego?
Hi, Bob.
Okay.
How you doing?
Doing some concrete stuff. Very good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing
Ion
great.
I hear Ion. You ready to go? We're going to get some fucking information now. Mark's here. Okay.
Ion.
Start talking, I guess. I don't know where Ion is.
Okay.
He's there, but he's not saying nothing.
I'm here.
Yeah, Ion, 3 weeks ago we talked about RNA drops as a new currency, and I wanted to go back to that. I have a few questions. Okay, well, I realize that. Hey, but in that dialogue, you were talking about GNT and that GNT in the future will be based on the drops because everything else has been shipped out. Now, you're talking U.S., so instead of bringing manufacturing back, everything's going out? Is that what you meant by that?
Well, tell me again. I hear your words, but they're circular.
we were talking about the RNA drops, and you asked Bob if he knew what gross national product was, and he gave you a definition. And you said the GNP will be what the drops are based on because everything else will be shipped away. I'm assuming you meant that in the U.S. there will be one product that we export, and that'll be the RNA drops.
No. You're adding too much to it. It's not that serious. The GNP is made up of everything, but the only current,
right,
what you're basing that on is on the drops themselves. That's the difference.
So when you said everything else will be shipped away, you didn't really mean that. All other products will be shipped away. Okay, well, thinking about that, I'm going to move on.
You're on the point. It's just what's value and what's not of value.
Okay, I get that. The RNA drops will be the only thing
changes,
of value.
Then when it changes, that's when it changes too.
Hey, then right after that, you mentioned a couple of times.
Mark, that's not clear. What the hell is he talking about? That is, something will change to something. Get the fucking proper nouns in there.
See, I think what he's saying is that the only thing that will be of value in our gross national product will be the RNA drops.
Are you saying that I am?
Too many words.
Gee, you didn't get any words, Mark. Start over.
Okay. The RNA drops will be the only thing of value.
No, it'll be the only currency. It's what your currency would be pegged to. If you make something else be it, it'll be what it's pegged to. That's easy. That's
okay.
All we're saying. That's why. Now you say gold is the only thing have value. No, gold has a value, but it's based on pegged on what money is. Well, now money is gauged, so now the gold standard is no longer there, so now gold is pegged to money, or vice versa. Well, what will happen is it's the same thing as it's not dead to debt. When debt is.
So I was reading too much into it. You're just saying that's what
when
it's going to be.
When that is, then that happens, that's what happens.
Ion, the next thing you said to Bob was, you mentioned it a couple times and it didn't get explored, but you said Banana Republic. Is that what the U.S. will become? We're sort of becoming that.
You have a good definition of it.
Well, a Banana Republic is used for, you know, it's referred to a politically unstable country whose economies are largely dependent on exporting a limited resource product. So when I read that, it made me think that our limited resource product that we'll be exporting will be the RNA drops and all the completement formulas. Read too much into that?
No, that's okay. We just had to see how it all goes. You're trying to draw conclusions, and it's not concludable. It's becoming. So,
okay.
No problem.
Hey, now, when you said that we're going to get rid of the debt, I would assume that that's something that's going to happen under President Trump. Will that be a default or a restructuring?
What's the difference?
Well, the restructuring, you probably pay something. A default, you turn your back on your creditor and walk away. Did you mean one of those two?
Both.
You don't
want
to answer that? Okay, both could apply.
Both could apply. See, you're nebulous in your words, so you're going to get nebulous answers, which is not a bad thing. It's just that's why you don't get yes, no, on, up, down, over, under kind of stuff. That's the difference.
Well, you know, debt to me is, I mean, it's something you owe a third party, and you either pay it or you don't. You know, to me, it seems pretty simple. If you don't pay it, then the third option would be...
Hold on, that's not the question. The question is the debt. You have to establish the debt. What if it's not a debt?
If it wasn't a debt, then it wouldn't apply. You know, this conversation
would
apply.
That's the question. Of the is it a debt or not a debt? That's the rub. The default issue is based on whether it's accepted or discharged. So you didn't say anything about discharge, and that's more important for all the rest of it.
What's the topic you just did?
Okay, we're talking about debt, whether the debt's going to be defaulted on or restructured.
And what did you learn?
ION, to me, said that first of all, you have to determine if it's really a debt you owe.
Did you say that, ION?
Sounds terrible when
ION,
he says it.
What are you doing?
Okay, say it again, ION.
Who? I don't even know. Did you mean me or him? When you go, terrible when he says it. Who are you referring to?
No, it
me
sounds terrible when he said him.
Okay.
Mark. What's everybody so spaced out for today?
No, I'm not.
Fucking.
Okay, ION, please repeat your answer again. What I heard is that you would have to determine if it's a debt to begin with, a debt that you owe.
You have to establish there is a debt. There should be no debt. That's the point. There shouldn't be a debt. There is no debt.
Can you elaborate on why there should be no debt? If you read the, literature, it'll tell you we owe.
The scriptures are very clear that it needs neither a borrower nor a lender be.
That's true. But the Western world has deviated from that, haven't we?
We're not sure what little men think about thinking.
Okay, here's the follow-on to that. Will the RNA drops become the new currency during President Trump's reign?
They won't be the currency. They'll be the gold standard.
Okay, it'll be based on what... It'll be the anchor for the currency, as you said, Bob.
Yeah.
But I have been saying for years that the RNA drops will be the new currency. And we know that he means...
Yeah, we forced him to correct. We corrected him.
It is. That's correct. That's just great. But you just won't take RNA drops. Well, you might. You wouldn't take RNA drops and swap it for a loaf of bread. But you might. We'll have to see. Y'all work that out.
What
okay. Are
you saying, Ian? You're now claiming that it'll be the currency? No, we got that correct.
No, we said it'll be like the currency.
It'll be the gold standard. Stick to that.
Okay.
That's what you said. We finally forced you to say it'll be the gold standard, and whatever currencies are will relate to the drops as a gold standard.
Yeah, you did say that it would be the foundation for the currency.
Yeah.
Which is, in essence, the standard.
So
and
what's your question?
Kind of...
We got that. We've got that, Mark. So what's your question?
Well, I kind of... No, I don't have a question about that. I'm just accepting... I'm trying
what's
to...
What's your question?
Clarify. No, you had that question.
Get to a question, Mark. Come on. You're worse than... Well, equally bad as Bart. Get to a fucking question.
Bob, if I go back, I ask him about the debt. I ask him about the Banana Republic. I ask him about the GNP. You know, I'm asking questions and trying to get answers, and some of the answers,
stay on the topic until you get a fucking satisfactory answer.
Well, actually, you're doing really good. You're doing really good. Don't worry about it. Here we go. The debt that all men must pay. It's got to be an established debt. If you say you owe Bob money, and Bob says you owe me money, you better pay it. If it's not established, then you don't owe it, or Bob's not going to pay it. Or whichever direction
right.
you make that go. So that's
right.
the question. See, now you're saying that the whole world is based on debt, and that's not the case at all. It's now be established. Now, if the scriptures say neither a borrower nor a lender be, you stop all the debt. As a God,
right.
you don't need debt. You own it. And that stops all that. Then all that's done. And if somebody comes along and says, okay, I've got 20 trillion extra dollars, I'll buy your debt, but you bitch, you work for me now. All of it. Would that buy it all? Would that be worth it all? Don't know, but it's the debt that all men must pay. So the metaphorical reference or impetus that you're trying to prescribe on the debt itself has nothing to do with a lien or liability or a chattel or a tariff. It's against something, you see. Not about that.
Right. Okay.
So you gotta don't use those. Don't use your cycle in your definition because you'll be too clever by half. You got to be able to include it, like from the difference between macro and microeconomics. Now you got to apply it back to a system, a fraudulent system that doesn't have enough money to do itself. Why would you get into a business to borrow money anyway? You're getting in a business to make money. But if you're getting in a business to make money, why the fuck would you owe? Well, you're not very good at it, so you have to borrow money. Well, owing money, does that make you a better businessman? That's ridiculous. You're being business to make money, not to spend it or to borrow it or to overspend it. We have to buy it. We're buying wrenches for a dollar and selling them for a quarter. And the only way we're going to make it is to get a whole bunch of trucks going, and we'll do an IPO and raise money for it. But it's ridiculous.
Right.
So now you're coming back around asking questions about how this applies into the big scheme, and what we're here to tell you, if the debt's not prescribed, it's not owed. And then now we're not having that conversation anymore. Now your GDP doesn't have anything to do with the M1 or M2 or how much money's floating, because there ain't no money. It's debt. The fiat's done.
Right.
They don't make them anymore. So that's why we got it full circle. So your questions were plausible. We danced around it just a little bit to make sure that you were on point. But what we were just trying to say is you're gauging the model against an incomplete prototype. Hey, Bob, did you get that? They're judging the model against an incomplete prototype. 14 market.
I don't know what you're talking about. Garble
but
a lot.
You just need to mark.
You haven't helped me. You haven't helped the situation with your answer. Ridiculous
answer.
Yeah,
we did. Of course, it was perfect. It was perfect in every way. Couldn't get any of all the answers that have ever been answered. It's the best answer that ever was. You're gauging your world against a model that's a prototype that's not finished yet. So you're taking the less than economy state of the union and trying to say this is what the union's going to look like. Well, you can't use the slaughtered pig to tell you what a healthy pig looks like. That's a slaughtered pig.
No.
See?
We haven't got there yet. It's evolving.
Progressing progressively. Okay, we'll give you that.
When you said it's all going to be different, and that parallels with what you're saying right now, when we finally get to that point where the RNA drops are the standard,
we already are. You already are. That's standard today.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with the capstone as being representing completion in the Bible? When we get
maybe.
To, and I thought it was curious that Bob and Carolyn's company is called New Capstone.
And what? Don't forget Whitestone too. Don't forget Whitestone.
Oh, I know. So the New Capstone Inc. symbolizes we've reached the completion.
No, it was just the only name available. They had a bunch of names, a bunch of ridiculous names, so they just threw them out and just threw it out and let Siri pick it. That's what Siri came out with. It was available, so they just went with it. It wasn't nothing. It wasn't based on a thing. It doesn't matter. You're making corporations for little people anyway. They don't give a shit about that. I don't even know what a corporation is. Or he now thinks that Dobstown.com is a company. It's the toughest thing you ever see in your life. He starts putting things to it, attaching great monikers and acronyms and things of ownership to a damn website. It's the stupidest thing you ever see in your life. Just because he doesn't, he don't have a clue. He's the happy, he can't stand it. He's the most exposed human being on the planet. And he's sitting there going, well, this is all right, deserved. It's just do dobstown.com up my damn bum thing over there. thinks he's doing something. It's silly. It's cute, but it's so silly. Like he's actually protecting something. It's just over the top. Great fun.
You know, the funny thing is good time
here at Dobstown. Let us tell you.
You know, the funny thing is Bob has gone on record saying that he's had 12,000 hours of private one-on-one conversation with Ion. He hasn't learned a thing.
He's almost got a single. He's working on his first question.
And you know what?
First question.
We come on here in a few minutes, and he's all over us for not getting answers from you. So, hey, Bob.
What answer did you get?
I'm engaging with Ion.
Yeah.
Even if he gives me an answer, just like you, Bob, just like you've admitted, he can give me an answer, but I have no idea what it means.
and I'll never know.
Yeah,
I'll never know.
I think you lay back too easily. You should try to get some meaning out, a little more.
Well, there's certain, hey, but there's no way you're going to corner Ion. You're not going to pin him down. If he wants to tell you something, he will. I mean, he may make you work for it.
Most of the stuff we can't say, Bob won't let us say nothing. He gets real upset with us when we talk about stuff.
No,
it's terrible.
Right.
He's really rough
know.
On us. He's really,
I don't know
he's
what
really
we
rough
can't
on
say.
Us. He's rough on us. We're working hard for
yeah,
him. He's really rough
I'm
on us.
I'm just fucking
he's
lying. No wonder I'm not giving you the answers. He's
well,
lying.
That's what Bob said. Bob said every bit of it was a lie. He said Nancy Pelosi was a lie. What Bob said?
He did not. No.
Oh,
see,
now he's
going to
change his story. See, now he's lying
yeah.
about lying. How about that? Or is that Tlay? If you're lying about lying, is that Tlay?
Yeah.
Or was that have been lame? Maybe have been lame? Would have been sort of lame, maybe? Okay. It's all good.
You know, the next thing I
yes,
wanted to bring
do.
Up.
We do know.
I know you do. When I gave you a rapid fire a month and a half ago or so, you mentioned hyperdeflation. And I'm trying to imagine that coming to play because what Trump is talking about doing is, it seems like more inflationary. You know, he's talking about the whether he'll be able to get it through the infrastructure project and doing a bunch of good things. Will we see that deflation before we see any inflationary signs? I mean, we're seeing some deflation now, of course, but
well,
not hyper.
You can't gauge it by that. You don't know yet. He ain't even president yet, for God's sake.
I know, but look what he did over there. Look what he did last weekend. He convinced Carrier to stay in Indiana, save 1,100
no,
jobs.
No, he did not. No, he did not. Bob did that. Bob said he'd give him
Bob
a little
did
money.
That.
Bob gave him like $700 a worker, and that was in a damn tax credit that they're not going to pay anyway because they're so stupid. They gave him a tax credit, and they're fixing to cut out. But when during the Constitutional Convention, they're going to outlaw or take away the income tax, make it not part of the Constitution. And so what he gave them was nothing. They gave them nothing. And
yeah.
they're going to want to be here because there's no damn tax here anymore. And you don't have to be smart to figure that out. I mean, it's easy. He just gave it.
The Trump is going to bring, Ford has said that they're going to consider if they get a tax break, you know, they'll bring or they won't send work out. And there's a second plant in Indiana.
Hold it. You sit here, these companies are deciding. These companies aren't deciding any damn thing. They're not deciding anything.
Well, I know, but they're
going to have permission. They're going to get to... No. You got this all... No flip the script here. It's the other way around. They're going to come in... When you have a mandate, you come in and you say, this is how we're going to do business, everybody's going to agree or not. So it's not going to be, well, we're going to see what he's going to do for us. And, well, I'm burped up pretty close to the pork barrel. Let me see what the yellow dog Democrats got to let something fire me. We got all this going. See what else is left over. We're going to see how this works. It ain't how it goes. No, you're going to see a very different conversation. It's going to be handled a little bit differently.
Okay.
Like Red
yeah.
Lobster, they're going to see food differently. They're not going to be all this mamsy-pamsy, blah-blah-blah crap. It ain't going to be like that no more. It's going to be more better. And it's,
see,
good. And it's good, but see,
okay.
You can't gauge the world by that. You can't gauge the world by that because the world isn't gaugeable by that. You see what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Hey, you know, a couple weeks ago, you were talking about Mar-a-Lago. So I kind of looked into that, and back in 1985, Trump paid $7 million for it. And this past year, he had revenues of $26 million, so that was a good investment.
Well, he had to pay a lot of back taxes, too.
But Marjorie Post, who was married to Edward...
She had it commissioned, yes. Remember we said
yeah.
E.F. Hutton.
So that's the E.F. Hutton everyone listens to. But, you know, what I thought was interesting was that she willed that estate to the government back in 1973 for presidents and visiting foreign dignitaries to have a place to stay. And, you know, the government returned it to her in 1980, but... So here...
She knew.
She knew, yeah. She knew that there was going to be a future president.
And you know why they gave it back? You know why they gave it? You know why they gave it back? The reason they gave it back is they couldn't afford to keep the upkeep on it. They had no way to have funds to take care of it. They couldn't put it in the national trust.
Now this is
Mike Clark, and he's bullshit. He's a neighbor on that side.
You know, Ian, in past weeks, it seems like you're referencing old television shows more frequently than you have in the past.
No, we always have. We've always liked Hazel. We've always talked about Hazel. We've always talked about all that. Every time, it's not new. We've done it all along. We did before Lloyd Bridges was alive. We were talking about Sea Hunt, so don't start that. And the courtship of Eddie's father in Room 222, and that girl, and Marlo Thomas's lovers, and Phyllis Diller, and all the rest of the things, and the Bob Newhart show, and Newhart, and on, and Laryl, and his brother Daryl, and his other brother Daryl, the whole nine yards. We've done that all the way through. Bob knows. All the way back to Lost when the smoke monster come and got him, and they couldn't fly on the plane, and what happened to the plane, and the rest of it, all of Charmed, and what Charmed did, and all of just all of them. Dallas, we did all that. Every bit of Dallas with Miss Ellie Southworth and the whole South Fork Ranch and what happened to JR and what he was about it, and San Angelo and what happened with him when he lost the refinery and the whole nine yards and everything Westar ever thought and couldn't do and never figured out how to do. You know, it's no problem. We've done that all along. That's just easy.
Okay. Now, do you know what I'm going to say next? I'm hesitant to bring it up.
Go ahead. It's okay.
Okay.
You get an urge to shout on here. You don't scare one of us. Bob won't remember he said it, so it's okay.
No, you said it. A couple weeks ago,
Bob
you
won't remember
said...
that. Bob won't remember that we said it.
Okay, you said a couple weeks ago, you said, in the butt, Bob, in the butt.
Yeah, where's the funniest face, where's the oddest face you ever had sex on the Newlywed Game? It's famous. On the news,
exactly.
He came in and he said, where's the strangest face you ever made whoopee? And he said, that would be in the butt, Bob. And that's what he was talking about. And that was our quote.
I know.
You were
going
to say.
I remember that show. And the funny thing about that is the three couples before, you know, one guy said, okay, in the back seat of a car. Another one said at the beach. One said in the woods. And then the fourth guy made that comment. And, so he was
of course they just fell
oblivious.
Out. Just fell out. Yeah, everything
yeah.
fell out. He didn't know it was bad or out appropriate what we said.
Okay.
He was like, well,
and that was
Bob.
That was Bob Eubanks too.
It was. He had an affair with Sophia Lundberg.
And I want to go back and talk about Trump and
Hedda Hopper? What has Hedda Hopper got to do with it? You keep talking about it.
Hedda Hopper? I didn't mention Hedda Hopper.
What? You're like Bob. You don't even remember what you're talking about. That's pretty good.
Okay, when did I mention that? I remember Hedda Hopper.
Oh,
she was a
television
gossip caller.
Talking about show, and she was the queen of the Brown Derby.
She was a gossip
with
columnist.
Their special,
right?
With their special. You know what? They had the best at the Brown Derby. It was their grapefruit cake. It was the best.
That's
yeah,
in L.A.,
that
right?
It's very sort of. It's
no.
The lower, not lower Alabama. No, it's more like on where the Pacific Ocean is. Around San Diego, sort of, you know. Just north of El Segundo.
Hey, you know, with Eben being on the show recently, it reminded me
Boy,
that...
Boy, we saved her. She had said some bad things about us. And we were thinking about promoting her, but then we got over it real quick because we know everything. But we were so kind and soft and nice.
You were.
We was easy. It was good. We tried to be so pleasant and nice, but we had a different opinion. And we had a condition that could have been a response.
Yeah.
But we withheld that till better weather. Wasn't that nice of us? It was good. She won't
okay,
do that
you
no
did.
More, though. It'll be okay.
Yeah, you did calm her down. Hey, but I remember you about a year and a half ago when you were talking about the El Nino on the West Coast in California. She had that rainmaking machine device, and you told her to go to Torrey Pines, which is north of, you know, it's near San Diego, part of San Diego, and go 1 hour east into the desert and then utilize that device. And I think she even revealed in a subsequent phone call, you know, with Bob, that she didn't exactly do that. Is that the reason we never experienced El Nino here?
That's correct.
She didn't follow instructions, and see, we never did get that rain.
Well, and it's fine, you know. That valley that was supposed to be saved is parched and burned.
Hey, and recently you were talking to Lauren. I think Bob is a close acquaintance of him, godson, godfather or whatever. And you told him to go to Torrey Pines. Is there something special about Torrey Pines?
It's pretty fun up on the rocks, a little bird preserve, and it's clean.
I mean, that's a pretty
nice
place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Nothing above and beyond that.
Well, that depends. See, you go there and make it into something, now it's a different conversation. So, you know.
Are there portals there?
They're everywhere.
Okay.
And now they're all open. Oh, wait, that's old school. That's old time.
That's old school.
Yeah. Old school. See? So,
yeah.
Like, okay.
Hey,
are
next
there
thing
vaginas?
Is,
yes, there are vaginas. There are vaginas. I'm just saying.
Trump just announced that his Treasury Secretary will be Mnuchin. You know,
yeah.
Trump during the Trump during the campaign said we will never be able to fix a rigged system by counting on the people who rigged the system in the first place. And yet this guy's a career Goldman Sachs guy. His father spent 30 years at Goldman Sachs.
Stop what you're saying. You missed it. You missed the whole conversation. What he said is that we're going to make America great again. He said, let me tell you something, you ridiculous little thoughts. We're going to use rich people to do it. We're not going to get the poorest of the poorest of the poor that run this motherfucker in the ditch the first place and ask them to get it out of the ditch. You got to get somebody that knows how to handle money, that what money is, that is inside the workings of it to make it. He said, we're going to use rich people. Sorry, but we're going to use rich people to do it. We're trying to make you rich, too. That's the rub.
So we'll be following his instructions and not working for their own benefit, for their own gain, as has been done in the past.
Most of those people, Betsy DeVos, it's a problem. These people don't have to work. They don't have to dig fucking ditches. They don't have to wonder where their money's coming from. It'd be like Bob going to sit in on the cabinet. He's like, are you nuts? I'm not going in. That place is filthy. It's a bad neighborhood. I'm not doing that. Fuck that shit. I am going to do what I want to do. I ain't doing it. The people he's getting to do this don't have to do any of this. They're doing it because they're trying to make America great again. They see they see something bigger than themselves. Bob could give a fuck. He don't care. Burn it.
Okay.
All right, with him.
So just we should have trust and faith in his appointments because he knows what he's doing, because his motive is in the right place.
No, he's just getting people that know what it is. You want to put somebody up there that doesn't know what $250 billion is because you're fixing to owe it.
Well, I know. You can't.
They better know what $250 billion is. You don't know what $1 trillion is. So I don't know how you possibly would know what $250 billion is. You're sitting here like you're running money. You can't even print the money enough to cover all this. The debt that's out there right now.
Yeah.
So it won't work.
Yeah.
So let's have a poll of polls. That's what we'll do. We'll have a poll of polls, and maybe that'll solve it.
So what you're saying is to be able to change the algorithms and make the markets more fair and not rigged, then you need to find...
fair. You're not trying to make them fair. What's fair? Fair is what you go to when you have the state fair, when you got a Jersey hog. Nice big hog you want to show. We're not showing off hogs.
Okay, but don't
not
you
fair.
Want to...
It's not fair.
Okay,
no,
okay,
it's
then
not
that's...
fair. Do a better word because it's important.
I get your point that if you have someone as a Treasury Secretary that helped create the algorithms that for
it's
20
perfect.
Years
that's a perfect
rigged
person.
The market,
absolute
perfect
that's exactly
person
perfect.
To
that is perfect, perfect to unravel it. He knows where the fucking bodies are buried. He's exactly the right one to do it. He would nobody better to be able to say, wait a second, this is where you messed up. We fucked this up 18 times, and now let's get it straightened out. You fix it to see a new type of Paul Volcker. We don't be surprised if you don't bring Paul Volcker out of the grave. Have some voodoo economics. You fix them to see something like you ain't never seen before.
And that's good news. I think you need to check in with Bob.
You need to check in with Bob. Check in with Bob and make sure he thinks so. Because if he doesn't think so, he'll dash it all to tears, and then it'll be ugly. And you know how that goes.
Now you know when I was joking with Bob about even though it's true about him being a multimillionaire, and your comment was that you felt bad for Bob because all he had was millions, and so you were going to pump it up. So in this new environment that we're going into, Bob and Carolyn are become billionaires, I would imagine.
Become.
That sound okay? They are now. Okay.
What?
How ridiculous. Okay. Now I'm jumping around. Hey, I listened last night about the blue states falling off into the ocean. Beachfront property in Arizona. I'm in a blue state, California. But doesn't Ion, years ago you used to say frequently, and I haven't heard in a while, that just because the sky's falling doesn't mean it has to fall on you. Doesn't that apply? But that assumes that you're ascended.
That's right. That's the rub. You ain't worried about it. That's right. That's right.
Okay, but if you're not ascended, you better be concerned or pack up.
Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? There's nowhere to go. Just hang tight. It'll be over soon. Don't worry about it.
Go to a red state. That's where I can go. Hey, I've had this on my mind for a long time, and I just never remember to ask it. But Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter. You don't hear about this much.
Georgia. Well, Billy liked beer. They even made his own beer, Billy Beer. He was a peanut farmer, and he's still teaching Sunday school to this day at Plains Baptist Church. He's a deacon there, Jimmy Carter.
But
Billy's dead. He drank it after death.
Isn't he a half-brother of the Kennedys? John? Robert? Ted? His mom, Miss Lillian, was Joseph Kennedy's private secretary.
Lillian, and they're not. No, he's not a half-nothing. No.
So there's no connection there. But she was his private secretary, right?
That's correct.
I'm just waiting for Bob to come back on. Hey, the good and bad news is, when you call on Sunday mornings, Bob may be dozing, and you get to speak for a long time. That's the good news. The bad news is he may be dozing, and you may be on mute for a long time. Last week, I was on mute for quite a while. So I don't know what Bob's doing right now. But, you know, recently, I think I heard one of the most important things for me that you said. You were talking to Bob, and it was in one of the private sessions. You said that we really don't know anything, and that's how we create our bias.
We know that restructure's back in stock.
I just got the packets delivered yesterday, in fact, and
well, you know, those are handy and convenient. Then now you can order the regular the buckets back.
Right.
Oh, good.
Hey, now on restructure. Yeah, hey, on restructure, you told me that you were going to blow me up. It sounds like you're blowing up Bert, for sure. When you finish with Bert, are you going to start working on me?
Would you like that?
Now, blowing up to me means, just like Bert, you know, you're packing on more muscle. Your strength is going up. You are able to work and lift without achieving failure. More dense muscle, that should be good.
Okay, we'll try.
Okay.
Well,
so,
I mean, you're not wormy now, so we don't know what the problem is.
Well, I know. No, but I'm, you know, if you could get more quality muscle. I mean, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Anyway, I'm just throwing that out.
Are you arguing or complaining?
Neither.
That means let's go back. You're saying these things, these wordy words. Let's take it all the way back to what we said. The one thing, the only thing on this planet that he wanted was not to be blown up. And that's what he
okay.
got. Now he likes it.
Okay.
But he fought it from every way he could fight it. He didn't want any part of it at all. And that's what he got. Now he's happy with it. You're asking for it, and we haven't given it to you, so that seems to be
that's
the
why.
Does it?
Yeah.
Maybe
okay.
so.
Bye.
But we went
if
through
it.
He fought it tooth and nail. He fought it tooth and nail.
So I'm going to give it no thought.
Well,
just,
I mean, always your function's okay. You're nutting okay. Everything's working
yeah.
okay. You're pooping all right. So your fingernails are growing. Your hair's growing, such as it is. It's all right, right?
Okay, yeah.
Well, we're just saying, I mean, you're functioning, are you not?
I'm functioning very well.
All right, so what do you want?
Okay.
No,
no,
that's
fine.
A question.
No.
That's a question.
You're out of here,
well,
Mark.
You're fine.
Get out of here. Get out of here, Mark.
Okay, Bob.
I don't know if I learned anything from you. I didn't learn nothing from Bart. I didn't learn anything from you. This is getting irritating. Please, somebody start accomplishing something.
Bob, there's always pygmy porn.
Okay. And we know that means just get your mind off the labyrinth.
What's
that's
that
what I'm trying
how
to
progressive,
do.
How progressive of you.
Well, that's what you told me. You threw that at me once. So, okay, Bob, Ion, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
but you actually got some stuff done today, though, so that's good.
Not according
yeah,
to
like
Bob,
what?
But...
No.
Well, who the hell is Bob? Doesn't even listen to Bob.
I go by intuition.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, here's Anonymous. Anybody there?
Hi, Bob.
Oh, Master Blaster. Oh, you definitely get to
Bill
talk.
Master.
You were contributing a lot last night, so go ahead.
Howdy, Ion.
Hi.
So, Ion, if you were a character in The Simpsons, which character would you be?
Grandpa Abe.
Why is Trump pissed at China right now?
Because they're taking our worky jobs and giving them to the Mexicans.
Are things going to work out with Taiwan and China?
Computer says no.
How about a move to Vietnam? Would that be a good move for me coming up?
No. And don't go to Hanoi either.
And prospects in the USA right now, good for this one or no?
Well, now we're negotiating. Are you pitching or catching this week?
I like the USA. I want to stay here.
Well, then why would that be a question? Now, for the first time, you actually have a chance.
Ah.
Well, we're just asking. No, that wasn't a newsflash. That was just a position. It wasn't a newsflash. That was a position. But what Bob would say is if you can't make it here, what makes you think you can make it in fucking Beijing? Just saying.
Right, right. Good point there. Bion, you mentioned money. Money makes us. We don't make money.
If you make money, you go to jail for counterfeiting. See, that was funny, but we don't know how.
What are some ways for this one to allow money to make me? Some new ways, something I haven't considered before, to allow money to make me.
Maybe you missed the construct. If you have money, you don't need to make money. You have money. So just have money. Then you won't have to make money.
Even if it's fiat money? Credit money
we
and
don't
not...
Care. We don't care. We don't care what it's called. But what do you think we thought when Bob pulled the cork and let $100,000 worth of Renew go out of the bathtub first time? What do you think of that? So He didn't even know. He didn't care. It didn't bother him. He's good. Like, whatever. It's just stuff. He said, what is it? I don't even know what you're talking about. You're saying too many words. It's lost. We don't know nothing. We can't find nothing. Nothing is nothing. Nothing from nothing is nothing. And you've got to have something if you want to be with me. But we have to work hard for him. And that's all that goes. And then he falls asleep in his chair. And we have to kick the chair. And then he gets mad because we kick the chair. And then he falls out of the thing again. And then he has to go wash his nasty hands. And it's terrible. There's nothing we can do.
How can you know when you're in your knowingness? What are some ways to know your knowingness?
Well, you know. You know. That's how you know. You know.
What is Bob doing today, right now?
Piled up. Slung up. Wondering why we noticed his hands were dirty.
Ion, do you have any messages for the American gods here in the USA?
We don't give messages to gods. They got it.
What's your thoughts on the novel American Gods by Neil Gaiman?
We don't think.
What is your position on American Gods, the novel by Neil Gaiman?
What's your position on the American Gods novel, Ian?
Too biographical.
Yeah, what is that novel? Why are you bringing...
They mentioned the gods in America, that only gods can live here in the USA. And that novel was about gods that had resurrected a fiction novel by Neil Gaiman that had come back and were working jobs like ordinary jobs like these gods, where one of them was a prostitute, one of them was working in a liquor store, and one god had been in jail. So I was curious about Ion's position on that novel.
And did you get an answer?
It didn't really answer. It's
well,
it's too biographical. Too biographical. What about the biography, Ion, of the American gods? You mentioned too biographical. Can you expound on that?
It's overdone.
So the gods are here and have left again?
No. The gods that are here wouldn't sit down for a biography. They'd be busy being God.
Back to your Simpsons show. How did Trump show up in the Simpsons episode back in 2004?
We told Matt over a nice bottle of single malt scotch.
Matt Groening.
Now you're breaking up, Ion.
We weren't speaking.
No,
that
wasn't
was Bob. Breaking up is hard to do.
You were referring to Matt Groening, Ion?
Yep.
Yes, yeah, and the signal's breaking up a bit. Ion, did you put Trump in that episode of The Simpsons back in 2004?
Okay. No, we wasted a half a bottle of single malt scotch and told Matt to do it, and he did.
You understand
Over.
That, Billy?
No, I'm getting the signals breaking up here.
We're not getting broken up. He's all clear.
Breaking up is hard
no,
to do.
I think... Ion's fucking with me again.
No, you're very clear.
Good thing you like to fuck. Good thing you like to fuck.
Okay, you're finished. Your phone's fucked up. That's it?
Yeah, the signal's broken up here, Bob.
Well, thanks for your question. Very good. Moving on. Let's see. Who's this?
This is Kate.
Hey, Kate.
Okay,
hey,
go
Kate.
Ahead. Go ahead,
Hello.
Kate.
Hey, darling. What wonderful things you want to play today? What do you want to play today? Yep.
I wanted to ask you about orgasms.
Okay.
Is the feeling of an orgasm come from, like, the outer world? Or, sorry, like,
no.
The outer kingdom?
No. No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It's actually already inside. It's in the middle kingdom. Sometimes you take it out for a drive and want to experience it in different ways. Sometimes you have to, say, engage libido to make that apply. So sometimes you have to change it up, shift it up, flip it up, make it up to make it be different. Do you see?
Yeah, it does. I can see that. It feels different, like, every time.
Yeah, and it's supposed
so when
to.
We're in
well,
that...
it just keeps it fresh and new. See, like, sometimes if they're too quick to finish, sometimes once they get used to it, the excitement's not so bright, and they can acquiesce into it, and it becomes a normal coitus experience. So it takes the heat out of the fire and makes you enjoy it better, longer sometimes.
Yeah, and I also noticed, like, when you change places, like, if you're in a new place, it has, like, there's a different feeling.
Yeah, Bob, we're starting to sound like Dr. Ruth.
So when we're in that, like, orgasmic state, like, does everything stop, like, your thoughts and everything? And
it already does.
Okay, and if you were to think of, say you were to think about something that you, say, desire during that orgasmic state, would that make it happen faster?
Well, there's no time, so
like
there's no construct. There's no construct for fast or slow, so there's no time, so we don't know. It's like, you know, when you get it so fast that it's over before you get there, that's not fun either.
Yeah. So will they start changing during, like, at when we're ascended? Or, like, in the new world, will they be, will the
No, they become
be
better. They'll be better. You won't have to work so hard for them.
You know how our blood is changing?
Yep.
Oh, excellent. That's good. So you know how our blood is changing? Is our, like, fingerprints and our, like, tongue print changing too? Like, will they be gone?
And your taste buds are getting different too. Remember how cheese tastes different now? Do you notice?
Yes, I do.
There you go.
Yeah, everything tastes different.
Yep. Not necessarily better, not necessarily worse,
excellent.
Just different. And now you have a new perspective, and this is a fun time to try new fun things. Maybe things you didn't like before you might enjoy now. Try it. A little bit. It's not a bunch. There's no reason to kill yourself. Just, you know, try a little.
Can you give me a suggestion of something to try?
No, we can't say methamphetamine. That's terrible. Don't do that. Let's see, foie gras, a nice warm, at 125 degrees, foie gras, en croûte.
You did mention that last time.
Because that's not something you would choose. You wouldn't choose that.
Right,
so
okay.
It's nice. It's protein packed.
So up until, before I found Ion and Bob and Carolyn and taking the drop, I remember, like, what was the percentage of, like, non-physical and physical that I was? It was, like, 50-50?
All of it. You were all of it.
Always.
No, you're God now. You just don't know it. See, that's the rub. You took your power away from yourself. You put it in a box, in a cardboard box, in that temple. And then the royals put it in an orb, and they tote the orb, the seat of authority, blah, 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 blah. And so all you're doing is just getting the clues back so you find your way back to where you were all along. It's like an impossible midnight summer dream.
So now that I'm taking the drops and engaging you and taking Remag, is there, like, a different vibration going on?
Well, sure. You know, that's not a question
really
for us people. Hold on. Stop it. Wait a minute. All this information you're asking, ask people around you. They look at you and they're like, people, they know, like, who are you? What have you done with Kate? You're not Kate. You don't look like Kate. You're not Kate. You don't act like Kate. You have not a care in the world. You're happy as a pig in shit. What's going on with you? You got a shitty grin. What the hell is wrong with you? Coming out here like you all that Miss Gypsy Got Rocks and all that in a bag of chips. So, You've shifted yourself, so you should ask the people around you that don't recognize you anymore if there's any impeding difference in your je ne sais quoi.
It is lonely on the leading edge. you know.
Yeah.
So you remember our last
week? We concur.
last week you said Kate has eight. What, I have eight. Were you meaning I have eight cells, different cells?
Not it cells, eight, it's something else. Something else.
Oh. Can you tell me what that is, please?
Yes, we can.
It won't change anything. But okay. I have eight, like, you mean I was eating eight different things, or?
Oh, no, we said we can tell you. We just didn't. We didn't say we would. But we can tell you. Yes, we can.
I would like to know.
Good for you. You're so wonderful. Of course.
Oh.
Everything does. You know this. This ain't your first rodeo, for people think. For you, especially.
Yeah. Am I uncreating without consciously aware of it? Just as I go about my day?
Well, if you knew you were or you weren't, you wouldn't have to ask us if you were or you weren't. You'd know, wouldn't you, if you weren't or you weren't. see how that works?
Well, it'd be hard to know because it's being uncreated. Do I uncreate while I'm sleeping?
But yet, it isn't. If it's uncreated, you'd have to do it consciously to know you were doing it, to know that what part would have been uncreated.
I love dreaming at night. Like, I love going to sleep because I like dreaming, because I, like, when I wake up, I can feel like I went to another world. Because if I don't go to sleep, I can't feel myself coming out of other worlds. Yeah, I guess so.
Well, it's not a guess, though. It's not a dream. You just have to put in it. You always have to put things, you have to always put things in a place or a box. Don't make it be about the box. It's okay. It's not about the box. It doesn't have to be answerable. It doesn't have to be all that. It can be just some of that, parts of that, places of that. And that's all that. So you can call it whatever you want. People play with it. They say, oh, it's astral projection. Oh, it's little doodle-lolly. Oh, it's this is that. It doesn't have to be any of that, darling.
Yeah.
It already is. It's okay. And we're stopping it for you because we understand. It's not a problem. You're okay. It's a very good day for you.
Even though the new drops have been quite strong, I'm getting through.
Tell us
and
more.
I'm
we love that. Tell us about. Tell us about how strong they are. That's fun. We like that. Tell us. We got to know. We must know.
Well, like, my mind is just still. Like, I can't think or focus on anything.
A copper vessel used for distributing for cooking alcohol still? Like a corn liquor still? Oh, which still do you mean?
Like, I guess I'm in such an intense state of bliss that I can't focus on my work or anything I'm supposed to be doing.
Do you actually work anyway? You work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Hey, there you go. You're winning. Bob tried it one time. He didn't go good, though. It's pretty ugly.
Oh, working? Yeah.
He tried it one time. It was not for Bob. Working at all. And then Bob says, ooh, let me touch that with what? You expect me to touch that with what? No. Bob washing his hand nervously. Bob nervously washing his hand.
What's the topic? Who's that, Carol? Max. Go.
Okay.
Somebody's calling.
Hello.
What's your topic? A minute.
Hello.
Oh, the drops.
Hey, Bob.
Right.
Hey, Bob. How you doing? Good. Long time no see. Here. Yeah. Everything's good. Yeah. We weren't watching porn. We were just dropping off the kids.
Okay, Ion. I'm trying not to think too hard about anything. And
good. That's rule one. No thinking. No thinking.
Everything is
no thinking. No thinking. Bob, are you going to smooth it again? She's just talking over us like we're nothing. Have you seen this? She's talking over us like we're nothing. It's amazing. Don't think. It's not a thinking man's game. Don't think. Thinking's where you decide that you're not right in what you know. Good.
Yeah, and also, I'm trying not to make sense of everything, like try to know how everything works or, like, why?
Hey, stop talking about yourself. Come on, get some questions.
Try dollars.
Okay.
Try dollars.
Look at the library.
It don't work.
Look at a book
works.
And read off the book title.
Okay,
let's get into some fucking meat.
Ion, you said last week that the pyramids are connected to the burning in the belly.
Yep.
I'd like to know more about that.
Well, just that. It's connected.
You know how when you take you say to take Remag, is it not necessarily for the magnesium, but the stuff you put in it?
That's outside of your pay grade.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. Is it like energetic?
No worries. No worries.
Like,
well, look, Bob, we tell her it's above her pay grade, so she goes right back into the question. Just keeps on hammering. That's good. It's a keep working. It's good. That's good. Good for you. That's good. How tenacious of you.
Okay, I was just curious of, like...
No, we like it. It's okay. We ain't fussing. It's fine. Ain't nobody tripping. So magnesium is something, yes. It is an element. It is, yes.
And I know, like, little man needs that magnesium, but when we're gods, is it what's in the also in the magnesium that you put in it is what we need?
Well, you had to do it in layered stages.
Because, like
stages.
Bob said, we need... When
layered stages.
Okay.
Layered stages. Has to be. Because if you don't do it in layered stages, it's never enough or it's always eternally too much. See, that's that balance part. You're at different levels. But it's got to meet at every level. So you got to get it so small that everybody can get it and that you don't feel it, but yet it has the impetus of working. And that's what you're trying to do there.
Well, those are my questions for today.
Those are very good questions
for
today, too.
Yeah, the Zach.
You're very wonderful. Yeah. You like that?
What was the last topic, Kate?
I know. Magnesium. Remag.
What'd you ask about it?
If there's something more in it than the magnesium that Ion wants us to take.
And what did Ion say?
That we take the magnesium in layers, build up.
If you didn't know what it's mean, why didn't you pursue it? So you didn't get anything out of it either. What did you want to know about magnesium?
If there was something added extra, if there's something extra that we added to it that wasn't magnesium that made an effect. And we were talking about the layers of people, and everybody is a god, but they're not at the same position. So we had to temper it and go very small, make it very, very, very small, hold it in solution so they could get in their meat sack body. So at whatever level they are in their ascended road to Wellville, they could embrace it. So it wouldn't be too much. So it's layered. Like the skin of an onion absorbing
what?
Always.
He's asking if there's something extra in there. What you just said
there
doesn't
is.
Answer the question. What is it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah, it's above our pay grade?
We didn't say what it was.
Okay.
We just said there was other things in it. We didn't say
and then
what
what's
it was.
The layer got to do with it?
So you want us to tell it? You want us to tell what we put in there? You want us to tell it? And then we can say you told everybody instead of we put it out there. Yeah, we know your little trick. We got you, mister.
Look, what's the layered mean? What's the layered? You take it layered?
It layers.
No,
it's
I know what it means. How does it apply to the magnesium or this extra substance?
The magnesium is layered.
What does that do for anybody?
Well, it's why some people have to put it in water and sip all through the day because it's too much for them otherwise.
That would sound like it wasn't layered. It's just one big impact, and some people can't take the impact. So they put water in it.
It's layered because it unfolds quickly. So the water allows the layers to be more subtle.
And if you don't take the water, the layers don't apply.
They do apply. The layers are all at once. And the point is if you're not careful, you take it and then go pee it out right quick. It'll overwhelm you. But if you're getting it, then you do that and you don't go pee it out and you're all good. Then it's all still the layers are working to your best advantage.
Okay, thanks a lot, Kate. We're going to move on.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Come back when you can stay longer. Tell your mama she's going to be fine. Antwerp is beautiful this time of year.
Is she going to Antwerp?
Thanks. have no clue. I don't know,
okay.
But I'll let her know that she should.
All right, thank you.